Kent put me on the ship and sent me off, still in his armor the whole time. When they tried to find out what was going on, he blocked them. Felix stared, remembering. His voice was very quiet when next he spoke. I saw what happened from the port. They cut him in half. He shrugged, almost violently. But I was long gone by then, to here. And all this time? I wondered aloud. He smiled. All this time. Have I got water? I notice I've got everything else. Holly nodded.
Fully operational.
I looked at him. Why? He blushed, looked at Felix.
I suppose you think that's sick.
Felix grinned, then laughed, then giggled wildly, almost falling over.
Holly, how the hell would I know?
Then he laid down in the suit, and it closed over him. Then they both stood up. It was terrifying.
Is it all right?
Holly stuttered. The black helmet nodded. The amplified voice was harsh and deep. It echoed loudly.
It hurts. I'm out of shape.
He walked loudly and heavily over to the seal and paused with a huge black finger poised over the panel.
Just key it open?
Holly nodded. I tried to pull myself up, slipped back down.
Felix!
What?
Boomed back, not unpleasantly.
Nothing. Later.
Later,
he echoed. I couldn't read it. He sighed loudly, electronically.
I wish you could smoke in here.
Then he pushed the key and the door opened and he was gone. We heard the blasts begin almost at once. The door, set to close behind him, cut out everything afterward.
Come on,
shrilled Holly, stumbling across the floor to the control room.
I want to see.
I followed. So did I. It took us a long time to clamber inside and get the panel working. Our own monitors were long evaporated by battle, and Borglund had cut us off before, so we missed a lot of it. But Holly managed to jump into Borglund's signal anyway. We tried several angles, but none of them got what we wanted. Finally, we managed to get our old perspective from the monitor over Borglund's shoulder. We could see what he could see. It was great.